Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good afternoon. This is Brooke Howard with the Daily Beast. It's Thursday, March 4th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. A teacher in Seattle is recovering after being attacked last week with a makeshift nunchuck. After rocks were stuffed inside a sock and used to hit Noriko Nasu, she has reportedly been hospitalized with fractures to her face and teeth. There's been a nationwide increase in hate crimes against Asian Americans. Reportedly, Nasu was attacked when she was walking through Seattle's Chinatown district. Kristi Noem is really making a name for herself during the pandemic. And by making a name, I don't mean a good one. Relatives of the South Dakota governor received $600,000 in COVID-19 relief grants under a program she expanded. How convenient. The program initially capped grants at $100,000, but Noem's administration raised that to $500,000. Noem's brothers got about $100,000 for a business they run, and a ranch owned by her family got the maximum. Reportedly, only 4% of applicants got that much money. Noem does not have a financial interest in the business or ranch, and reportedly, there's no indication that she was involved in how the small business funds were allocated. Florida just does not seem to know how to navigate through the coronavirus pandemic. During a state speech this week, Governor Ron DeSantis welcomed more visitors to the Sunshine State to ensure that its economy does not decline. Basically, he gave the green light to newcomers and visitors traveling from other states, maybe even other countries, during a global health pandemic. As the spring break season approaches, the influx of crowds are unlikely to be as massive as they've been in the past, but they could still bring a looming threat along with them. Florida leads the entire country in new and more contagious and possibly more deadly cases of COVID-19. As a matter of fact, researchers have reportedly found the UK variant of the coronavirus has caused 25% of recent infections just from patients being treated around the Miami area. Samples of variants first mutated in New York, Brazil, Saudi Arabia, Aruba, and Israel have also been discovered. The governor's relentless approach to reopening Florida could intensify the spread of the virus and its variations. Vaccinating people who work in hospitality and retail is essential if Florida is going to welcome out-of-state, college-age tourists. An epidemiology professor told the Daily Beast that industries serving those groups of people need to be protected. And unfortunately, there are not enough vaccines at the moment for all of them. So, in a perfect world, the state would supply hospitality and retail workers with N95 and K95 masks until they become eligible for vaccines. According to an infectious disease professor, quote, "Unfortunately, these masks are not readily available, and they cannot be provided to every frontline worker." In other words, Florida's hospitality workers have to fend for themselves during spring break, regardless if a deadly pandemic has raged on for a year. Nicki Minaj has kind of been labeled as a mean girl in the entertainment industry for a while now. But the Daily Beast is exclusively reporting that the rapper and her husband, Kenneth Petty, have been behind a campaign to silence a woman he allegedly sexually assaulted in 1994. Here's the backstory. Court records indicate that both Petty and his victim were 16 years old at the time of the assault, which occurred in September 1994. According to the complaint, the victim had been walking to school when Petty came up behind her. He allegedly forced the girl upstairs of his home and began to rape her at knife point, before she was able to hit him and escape. At the time of his arrest, Petty denied the rape allegation. Since she married Petty, Nicki has claimed that he was wrongfully convicted. Apart from his 1995 conviction of one count of attempted rape in the first degree, Petty was convicted for assault in the second degree, unlawful imprisonment in the second degree, and criminal possession of a weapon. In 2006, he pleaded guilty to manslaughter for fatally shooting a man multiple times. Petty was released from prison after 7 years. After moving to California with Nicki Minaj in 2020, Petty was arrested for not registering as a sex offender. This is where the messiness of Nicki Minaj comes into play. After Petty was arrested last year, a number of people on his and Nicki Minaj's behalf have begun to harass his victim from 1994. She has been bribed with hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash to recant the charges she made against Petty. The victim has had to move numerous times after allegedly being stalked by people demanding for her to say that she initially lied about her assault. Allegedly, Nicki Minaj even called the victim to press the issue, implying that if there was anything the victim would need, then Nicki would help her out. The rapper allegedly offered to fly her to Los Angeles or to fly her publicist out to the city where the victim lives. The situation has gotten so intense that U.S. Marshals have told the victim that an investigation of the Pettys is underway. A source familiar with the matter said that the authorities called the investigation a, quote, high-priority case. Ultimately, the victim says she's speaking, quote, for women who have been abused, for women who have been assaulted, for them to not live in fear of speaking their truth, no matter who the person is. In an interview that aired on Thursday, Michael Strahan of Good Morning America sat down with Bachelor host Chris Harrison, who recently came under fire for defending a contestant's racist actions on the current season. Harrison apologized again, saying, quote, I am an imperfect man. I made a mistake, and I own that. Harrison went on temporary leave after he had a train wreck of an interview with Rachel Lindsay, the franchise's first Black bachelorette. During their talk, he attacked the so-called woke police for calling out a contestant who threw an antebellum-themed party. Following their chat, Lindsay deactivated her Instagram profile after being harassed online. Harrison said he plans to be back on The Bachelor. In the meantime, he claims that he's learning from faith leaders and a, quote, race educator and strategist. Strahan, however, seemed unconvinced by Harrison's alleged change of mind, saying his talk with the reality show host, quote, felt like he got nothing more than a surface response on any of this. I agree with Strahan. Chris Harrison is so caught up that he made a mistake. But racism and defending it is not a one-time mistake. You have to change your whole mindset to really address the problem. Have you been listening to Rudy Giuliani's podcast? For the sake of your sanity, please, don't do it. But on Wednesday, he published an episode of the series titled Rudy Giuliani's Common Sense about, quote, the dire consequences of misinformation on social media. On Twitter, the former Trump attorney said that misleading information, quote, has become a daily occurrence on social media platforms. Mind you, Giuliani has been notorious for sharing conspiracy theories and blatant lies about the 2020 presidential election. What's even more ironic is that this episode of his podcast was published 2 days after he was banned from YouTube. Why, you may ask? Oh, you know, for spreading more baseless nonsense about election fraud. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.